Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, to Tani Talks Pirkei Avos, the show here on Season 5. We talk a mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are with the commentary of the Sfarno and the notes and the translation of Rabbi Palkovitz. We are in Perek Hey, Mishnah Yutet, Chapter 5, Paragraph 19, talking a lot about the different animals, thinking about different qualities of animals that we could learn, we could try to glean from, and we could try to live up to using those qualities, those aspects. It's like Ezer. And I would say, not even the right conjugation or verbiage, but who is the wise person? Someone who learns from everyone around them, someone who learns from everything around him. You could learn the diligence from the ant, you could learn cleanliness from the cat, you could learn friendliness and loyalty from the dog, different things you could learn from different animals. And here too, different animals in this mission we learn about, and we have just a few weeks left. We're going to hopefully finish off with that last day or so of the school year, and then we'll take our big summer hiatus and God willing come back. So let's look at Perek Hey, Mishnah Yutet 5:19. Yehuda ben Tema Omer. Yehuda ben Tema says, "Hevi az kanamer, be bold as a leopard. V'kal kanesher, light as an eagle. Light like an eagle. Fly like an eagle. Ratz katzvi, swift as a deer. V'gibur ka'ari, and strong as a lion. La'asos ratzon avicha shebashamayim, to do the will, to carry out the will of your Father in heaven. Be bold like a leopard. Light as an eagle. Swift as a deer, and strong. Strong like a lion to do the will of Hashem. Do what you can to embody these traits in your own life." Hu Hayomer, he also used to say, "As panim legehenim uboshes panim legan edim." The brazen. He used to say, "The brazen go to Gehenim, but the shamefaced goes to Gan Eden." Here's some of Anachad, Nile Hinav Lehav, Sinashi, Banabe, Simon Shemehra, Mina Vesenchel, Yan Vesor Secha. May it be your will, Hashem, our God and the God of our forefathers, that the Holy Temple be rebuilt speedily in our days, and grant us our share in your Torah, in your Holy Torah. Some commentaries say that this is where Pirkei Avos used to end, and that's why there's such an interesting prayer, such an interesting comment over here. But obviously there are more Mishnayot and another Perek that were added as an addendum, especially the weeks before between Pesach and Shavuos, in order to fill our lives with Torah study. So let's see what the Sfarno says, talking about emulating the qualities of different animals to serve Hashem. To do the will of Hashem, one is to be bold as a leopard and admonishing sinners time after time, even though they may refuse to accept admonition. The notes point out the sages interpret the verse Hocheach Tocheach Hesami Secha, "You shall surely reprove your fellow," to mean that if it is necessary, you must do so afilo ad mei pa'amim. Even 100 times, the Sforno sends the initial advice of Yehuda ben Tema, "Be bold as a leopard," as reflecting this Talmudic dictum. To admonish a person repeatedly is difficult and unpleasant, but one must be bold and persistent. He understands light as an eagle, as we'll see in a second. Light is an eagle to strive to reach the most exalted moral, ethical, and intellectual level, as opposed to the fool depicted by Shlomo HaMelech, or Amos le'avil chachmos, wisdom is too high for a fool, from Mishlei. Swift as a deer to perform all mitzvahs, be they light or difficult, and strong as a lion to rise up and contest sinners when one is able to protest their actions, as the pasuk says, "Uvis komimecha eskotat," and I quarrel with those who rise up against you, from Tehillim. The brazen person is one who is impervious to reproof, even when it is delivered in the appropriate manner. Now, being that brazenness may be practiced when necessary in order to fulfill the commandment of our Creator, but otherwise is to be avoided, we therefore pray, may it be your will that the Holy Temple be rebuilt, and there our eyes be illuminated in your Torah in such a manner that we will be able to differentiate between good acceptable insolence and bad objectionable brazenness, and similar distinctions in the realm of character traits. So here, to be bold as a leopard is reflecting a Talmudic dictum. To admonish a person repeatedly is difficult and unpleasant, but wants to be bold and persistent, like we said. He understands light as an eagle is referring to man's inherent aspiration to soar heavenward and reach elevated spiritual levels, and not to despair of ever attaining such heights, for such a defeatist attitude is the mark of a fool. He applies the expression swift as a deer to total observance of mitzvahs, not being judgmental regarding their relative importance. As for strong as a lion, the Sforno is of the opinion that it refers to the strength required to confront and challenge sinners, providing there is a realistic chance of success. He implies that otherwise it would be better to follow the advice of our sages, that there are times when one is rewarded for desisting rather than chastising. The Sforno explains the insertion of the Yehi Ratzon by Yehuda Tema at the conclusion of the Mishnah, from the absence of the Holy Temple, the Beis Hamikdash, and the Torah instruction which emanates from there, as well as its spiritual influence upon the Jewish mind and heart, one cannot reach the intellectual level to be able to discern between proper and improper use of chutzpah. This is also true of other traits such as anger, jealousy, and the like, which can be channeled in a constructive constructive, positive manner. Through man's wise judgment, this explains why this Yehiratzon is injected in our Mishnah. At first, it seems incongruous. Other commentators suggest that the Mishnah of Yehud ben Tima should be placed at the end of this chapter, which concludes Maseches Avos, since chapter 6, Perek Vav, does not consist of Mishnayos, but Braisos. If this is the case, it is most appropriate to conclude this tractate with a prayer for the rebuilding of the temple and the request to grant every person his portion in the Torah. May we be Zocha in our lives to emulate the different animals around us, to be swift, to be light, to be strong, to be able to do what Hashem wants, to emulate the right things in this world, and learn from the animals, learn from the bugs, learn from everything in your life, people and animals alike, to see what type of will, what type of action we should take out in order to carry out the will of Hashem here in this world as long as we live, which should be Zocha to be Admeya V'Esrim Shana. Join us next time as we talk about years, what year you should do what, here on the TTPA, and I'm your host, Tani.